We spoke to Dr. Charles Montin Vishenshai from St. John's University in Bangkok, who says the anti-government protesters are internally divided.
Internally, I think the leadership is completely split. What seems to be happening now is that the radicals or the hawks who are intent on having this government resign immediately and for them to answer to charges that the government is essentially be the only one responsible for the events of the 10th of April, despite the fact that the international media covered the fact that the red shirts were also armed on that day. I think the most important thing is to try to keep the casualties to a minimum. I think the siege should be maintained. They shouldn't go in. Whilst on the red shirt side, they have to tone down their rhetoric. They're saying all sorts of things like the government are evil, they're out to kill the people. I think they've been compared to everything from vampires to werewolves. So it's gone a little bit hysterical on the red shirt stage. And unfortunately, the international media has also started spreading this message that the government are evil and are oppressors of the people, sort of using Marxist language. And I think it's unfortunate because it kind of misinforms people of the real situation, and that in fact nobody really knows what these protesters want, and the government's options are, well, very limited.